This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
So Nada has just informed you that a voice was speaking to him inside his head, and Willie has written off his mental illness as a head wound. What would you like to do now?
I guess I'll try to talk to myself like a crazy person.
Okay, what do you want to say?
Who the hell are you?
The voice comes back and says, "You will meet me soon. Don't worry."
How are you able to talk to me, and how come I'm not meeting you now? I hear your voice. This is very strange. Please stop.
Stop it, please. You're scaring me. And the voice says, "If you find me in the highest part of the tower, we will meet."
Well, want to rob some of these gems?
Oh, you want to like go through the rocky debris and find some stuff?
Hell yeah.
All right, give me state of affairs, Willie.
That is sharp.
Sure is, yeah. Hey, so you get to hold one, and I'm sure you're going to use it on you find what you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
So if you, the soft move that I'm going to make against you for that is that the amount of treasure that you get is quite low. If you want to roll a d20 for me, you can get that much in gold grams. So 16 gold grams for the party. Or not even for the party, you can just keep it if you want. So add that to your sheet. And I believe, did Willie level up? No, not I leveled up.
Yeah.
Okay, so at the end of this, we will level you up. And we'll talk about it at the next episode.
Okay.
So go ahead and remove all the experience from yourself and just go back to zero. And we'll level you up at the end of this. Or we can do it at the end, beginning of the next episode. Doesn't really matter.
So you found some gold. I didn't like lose my gun or anything, did I?
No. You just got punched in the face and fell down and then got dizzy.
So y'all didn't hear that voice?
What? What voice? I don't...
Apparently.
My voice?
There is your somebody voice? At the top of this tower waiting for us.
Willie's voice.
It sounded kind of like Willie's voice.
I knew it.
I didn't hear nothing, Willie says as he's stuffing gold grams in his pocket.
And Boudreaux is like, all right, well, let's just do what we have to do and get out of here.
Well, I kind of want to put a bullet in between the eyes of whoever just started talking to me because I don't want him to do that again.
And you hear the voice go, "I'll keep doing it. I do whatever I want."
Is he just talking to you in your head? He's not touching you, is he? You would tell me if he's touching you.
Just words for now. I don't think he's very hasty, but he does want us upstairs ASAP. It's quite demanding.
All right. Do you guys want to head out back up the stairs?
What the hell are they drilling in this swamp?
I know a way we can find out.
Willie kind of looks down the hole to see if he can see anything.
Because you've already state of affairs, you can't gain any new information. But I mean, it's plain to see. The hole is just it's filled with drill. If that makes any sense, it's just completely wall to wall drill. They're going straight down, best you can tell.
They must be looking for oil.
Could be.
Oil?
Yeah.
No, oil.
Oil. That's what I said, oil.
Yeah,
no, oil. It's oil.
Oil.
No, No, oil.
Do you have a head wound? No, that's what I just said.
No, whatever. No, you know what? No, no, it's okay.
Let's go. Oil.
No, it's fine. No, oil.
Oil.
There's an I in it. Oil.
Fish. Yeah. Ooh.
That's what I said.
Like fish.
Booter and oral.
It's not fish. It's fish.
Fish oral.
Fish oil.
Oh.
Is this really the time to argue about?
No, you know what? You're oil. Right. You're right. Let's go. You're right.
Lily just shakes his head and starts walking up the stairs. That's what a damn all right.
said. Oh. So Willie's going first, then Nada probably. No, probably Boudreaux, then Nada, then Sebastian?
Then me. Sure. Yeah. Holding down the fort.
Okay, so you're able to make it past the original doorway that you guys came in, and you're going to take the stairs up to the next floor. Is that correct?
Right.
Yep. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
So you move up the stairs, and there's another doorway, much like the ones that you've entered and exited many times now in this tower. It's not too far up, and Willie peeking into the room... it's the same size as all the other ones. They're basically just like wall to wall from the tower. The stairs extend past this doorway, and inside are at least 20 invaders operating a huge capstan that seems to push the threaded pole downward through the floor from the hole in the ceiling. So if you imagine, like, you know, the anchor in Sea of Thieves, the capstan?
Yeah.
They're pushing this, you know.
Is that wheel with the handles on it that you walk around?
It's a handled wheel, and they are forcing this pole downward into the ground. And they're taking shifts, so it's like some of them are taking a break and some of them are pushing the capstan.
Lily's gonna kinda lean back and kinda look at Nada and say, "There's a lot of fucking dudes up here."
Yeah, it looks like they might be doing something that has to do with that drill. We could definitely find out what they're drilling. But I don't know if these guys are going to be too conversational-like, like the last two. We might have to kick them all down that murder hole.
20 dudes down the murder hole?
Y'all balked at fighting 10 sleeping guys. You sure you want to take 20 of them on?
I'd like to move right past these guys.
If it's up to the Toad King, I think we move right past this room.
Is it easy to move past them?
I mean, they're hard busy at work, and it's loud. I mean, it's not really, you don't really have to sneak anything.
Okay.
It's not like there's a lot of light in here either, so you can pretty easily slip past the doorway.
Oh, then in that case, yeah.
Okay, cool. So you guys slip past the doorway, and you're up not much higher to the next floor. It's actually, so like the room that you guys just saw was really only like 10 feet from floor to ceiling. So like if Willie reached up, he could touch the ceiling pretty easily. It's a very shallow room. And you go up the stairs another 10 feet to the next floor, and you look through the window that's actually in the door. There's actually a door this time. And this massive room extends nearly the full height of the tower. There are hundreds of floor-to-ceiling threaded poles crammed to either side of the room, creating a narrow corridor from the doorway to the other side of the room. As one pole disappeared into the floor, a ladder was held while an invader rushed up with a chain to connect it to the top of the pole. And as he slid down, a group heaved the chain through its pulley to hoist the new pole above the last one. They connected the poles together and the new pole started to disappear into the floor. The team took these short moments to take a breather before the next round of work. So they are moving these poles on top of the pole that's in the ground, like being moved by the capstan. So they are stacking them one on top of each other so that they can force it further and further into the ground. And you imagine to remove these poles, they would just turn the capstan the other way. What would you like to do? Also, this is where the stairway ends.
Is it, the pole is the drill, right?
Yes,
And so they are pushing it down?
Yeah, so like this is a room full of those poles, and they are, you know, like 150 feet tall. And so they just, a dude runs up a ladder, connects a chain, and they hoist it up on top of the last pole to connect it to each other so that it can continue the drill downward. So they're forcing these poles on top of each other to continue the drill.
So it's essentially an infinite drill because they just keep adding more to the back of it.
Yep, they can go very, very deep this way. without having to extend, you know, miles into the air.
This is the infinity drill.
It's the infinity drill.
I've heard legend.
What about infinity? There are a limited number of poles in this room.
Absolutely infinity.
But the poles are only like 6 inches in diameter. They're not huge.
So the poles aren't the width of the auger.
No, they are. Okay, so the hole in the floor where you saw the pole disappearing into in the cavern where Joe was hitting the chest with a shovel, it was as wide as the pole is, so the hole is only 6 inches wide as well.
Oh, okay. So when I kicked that dude into the hole,
yeah, he was sucked in. Uh-huh.
He basically just fell into the drill, and the drill like pushed him down.
Yeah, if you've ever seen like a juicer.
Oh, that would be disgusting. Then he was like ground up.
Yeah, He was like if your shoelaces get caught in the top of an escalator.
Yeah,
it'd be like that. And so he was just like pulled in and turned into a singularity up against the walls of the drill. Yeah, I'm sorry if I didn't explain how nasty that was. So yeah, these poles and the hole are only about 6 inches in diameter, which makes you think like if they were just trying to excavate treasure, they might have something a little wider.
Is this the tippy top?
This is where the staircase ends. But does anybody have any state of affairs holds left? I think Morteza does.
I think
you
do.
Have two left.
I have two more. Yeah.
You have locate a threat if there is one, and you have discover something hidden.
I will want to use discover something hidden.
Okay, so it's not quite hidden to you because your last state of affairs roll was so good. At the end of this corridor, so like if you imagine it this way, it's a big circular room, and on either side, it's like imagine if you go to like a hoarder's house and they have like all their stuff piled up, but there's like a little walkway that they can walk through. You know what I'm talking about? Imagine all their stuff is poles, and they can walk from one end of the room to the other, and on the other end of the room, like between these rushing invaders, you can see another doorway, and it's sort of hidden, recessed into the wall, but you can make out the outline of a doorway back there.
Interesting.
So we could probably sneak through this pathway since there's so much cover.
Well, no, because there are invaders all along the path. There are six. There's one holding a ladder, one running up the ladder, and four working the pulleys.
Maybe we could shove the poles around and make a different path, collapse them on the invaders.
Oh, see, I like the way this guy thinks.
You're not a bad idea.
I like that idea.
I got an inclination as long as violence is involved. Violence.
All right, so Willie, what exact action do you want to take here? What are you trying to do?
Well, working off the description of this being a hoarder's house with poles.
Yeah.
I think I'm just going to grab into the sidewall of poles and start walking and shoving the poles.
Okay, so you want to, like, do you want to, like, put your back up against the wall and, like, shove your legs up against them and try to knock them over?
Back, arms, hands, phantom legs, everything.
Other leg.
Stack on up, boys. Let's all push.
Third leg.
Cock.
Third leg. Butt cheeks.
Clenching the butt cheeks. All right, well, I think that this is a feat of strength, so I'm going to let you use rough and tumble for that. If you would like to, you can open this door pretty much unseen and sneak in while you take this action.
And since he's using everything, that also includes his glove.
Yeah, if he's using his phantom limb, why not? All right, so this is a mixed success.
Story of my life.
All right, so I think what happens, the mixed success part is you're able to topple over the poles, and I think so, like, if you imagine like all the poles kind of like lean to one side and like bang up against the other poles, and all of the invaders look up and they're like, what the hell is that? Like, what is going on? And they look towards the doorway and they see all your dumb faces while you're like, ooh, like you got your like, oh shit face. And the poles like slide past each other and two of the invaders get crushed. But the soft move that I'm taking against you is that the poles also block your exit somewhat. One of them like slides, your entrance and your exit. So like one of the poles like slides in front of the door where the other three are. So they'd have to get over the poles to get into the room. And then the other side, there's poles like banged up against the exit that Sebastian saw. But there are now only four invaders to deal with.
Are they all on the ground?
They're all on the ground, yep. And I think they pull like tools, pipe wrenches, and blades and things out to try to get you guys. Willie had his turn. Who would like to go next? There are some poles blocking your way into the room. If you're deft enough, you can get over them.
Or shoot past them.
Or shoot over them. Just like,
can I go?
Yeah, of course.
Can I use Army of the Dead?
There are two people dead, but they were crushed.
They might still have an arm sticking out.
Yeah. You know what? I'll say, yeah, you can get, there's one close enough to one, you can get to lunge at an invader. So what is that plus? Is that plus skill?
Yeah. Okay. So it's a basic move using skill.
Okay. So go ahead and roll plus skill.
Plus two, so six.
Okay. So mark experience. I think the hard move that you're going to take is that the body doesn't lunge. It doesn't grab a hold of the guy, and your head starts to hurt again, and you get dizzy, and you hear the voice. Oh no, none of that in here. None of that at all. Or you're going to be in trouble. And he has sort of blocked off that magical part of yourself, and you can't use that until you've, whatever it takes to end that effect.
Therapy.
Well, you figure you didn't hear any voices in your head until you got into this tower, so you figure he can stop blocking it once you leave. Okay. So that's your hard move, is no more Army of the Dead for right now. Sebastian, it is your turn. Oh, did you want to climb over the poles, Nada?
Oh, yeah, sure.
I'll let you do that. Okay. So you've just dropped down on the other side of the poles, and then you've, like, stumbled with your headache. Sebastian, what would you like to do?
How many invaders do I see?
There are four that are still up, and they're coming at you with their weapons.
And how far away are they from my flamethrower?
They are not. If you have cleared the poles, they're not close enough unless you get close to them.
Okay. Yeah, I'll get closer.
Okay, so you get within 3 feet of one of them.
Dope.
And you can go ahead and give me rough and tumble to try to blast him. Something good. Something good.
I don't like that my might is negative one.
Yeah, I don't
That's
like that
not
either.
Good.
Hey, big success.
Yay.
Okay, so you fucking blast his ass. What's your skill?
Skill is zero.
Okay, so you blast his ass for two harm, and he is lit on fire. I think that's pretty fair. Mixed success is that you now have a flaming guy who is running around the room. And he might like run into you and make you take damage.
Right.
So you've got a flaming screaming guy, and that's your mixed success. But you have hurt him terribly.
Well, now I just feel bad. I would rather he would just die.
You've killed me.
Well,
essentially,
apparently not. You're still running around. You could just stop, drop, and roll.
No.
I mean, that's up to you. That's fair.
I will never take orders from you.
That's understandable. I get it.
And he bumps into you. Willie, what would you like to do?
So there's like almost a single file.
Yes. Well, there was room until you knocked all the poles down. And now it's like sort of an open area where you and Sebastian and Nada are with these guys. But I mean, it's not like there's a lot of places to run. This room is... it's like 90% poles.
Willie is going to grab in both limbs, which it looks like just one of these poles.
Okay, like wrap your arms around it?
Yeah, and he's going to try to lower it. Use it as a lance to lance some invaders.
Okay. It is 6 inches wide. Are you just trying to like knock them with it, or...
How tall is it?
150 feet, and it's made of, like, probably steel.
How wide is this room?
As wide as the tower, so I want to say, like, how big is a room, you know? What's in a name? 1,000 square feet? No, like 2,000 square feet?
So it's...
fairly large.
Big. It's big enough for him to drop.
Yes.
Pull down. And he wants to try to stab them with it.
Okay, it is 6 inches wide, though, so I don't know how good of a stabbing device it'll be. I'd say it's be way more effective to just, like, try to knock one over with some accuracy and bonk them on the head.
What about battering ram them?
I think it's too big for that. Just too tall. It's 150 feet, so it's going to be pretty close to, like, as long as the room is.
Okay, then. How about this?
Yeah.
Willie is going to move ahead of... He'll move right up next to Sebastian.
Okay.
And he knocked over... It's a pathway, so he knocked over one side. Maybe he's going to grab into the other side and kind of, like, shove it over.
Okay.
Kind of like in a chase scene, how you see somebody knocks, like, a cabinet down.
Yeah, and just, like, block off their path.
He's gonna try to knock it on some invaders if he can.
Okay, so just like he did the first time, just on the other side of the room?
Yeah.
Okay. So go ahead and give me rough and tumble again. And since you're using your glove, you can get plus one. All right. So mixed success again. I'm gonna say that you get one. I think you're just further and further barricading the exit that Sebastian found. I think that is a good enough mixed success that it's just going to be even harder to get past this room.
We'll take care of that later.
Willie, good job, but you're blocking the path.
There are two invaders ready to fight right at Sebastian, and one of them is still screaming around the room on fire. Nada, I believe it's your turn?
I guess I will try to shoot one of the dudes that isn't on fire.
Okay.
There's three left? Or two left?
There are three left. One of them's on fire, and there are two that aren't.
Yeah, I'll try to shoot one of those other guys.
Okay, go ahead. Give me rough and tumble. What's your might?
Zero.
Okay, so that is a mixed success. You're going to... Your shot lands, but only after he lands a blow on Sebastian with a pipe wrench to the skull. Just like, dank! Sebastian takes one harm.
Ow.
How much might do you have, Sebastian?
Minus one.
Okay, so you just take one harm. And Nada, your shot lands, and your skill is two?
Correct.
Yeah, he just straight up dies. You catch him right between the eyes, and he falls backwards. That is going to be your turn. Sebastian, there is one left that is not on fire.
I would like to put him on fire.
All right, so give me rough and tumble to try to set this last one on fire. And you have a minus one.
Bam!
So a mixed success?
Take this.
I think your mixed success is as you light this one on fire, you kill him. He you like put a hole in his chest, like just like burn him up, and he falls. I think your soft move is going to be that you deal harm to him, you light him on fire, he's dead. The other guy is still running around the room screaming. Boudreaux hops the poles after closing the door behind him, and he goes, I think we have company coming up the stairs. And as he says that, you can see a bunch of faces up against the window, trying to bang their way into the door.
We need to leave, boys.
They heard all the commotion up above them, and no more poles were getting fed down the hatch. So you have one on fire still running around the room, and it is Willie's turn.
Well, I apologize. I didn't realize we were affecting productivity. And Willie's going to go up and grab the one that's on fire and try to shove him through the hole.
Okay.
Realizing it's 6 inches wide.
Okay. you can still try to, like you could waffle stomp him down the hole.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is. Okay. Just, like, grab him with the phantom limb by the back of his head and just face smash him into the hole and start stomping him.
Like a juicer? Okay.
Yeah. Go ahead
and give me rough and tumble. All right. So that is a...
Slim Jims.
So you succeed and you get to choose one.
I guess just because he probably does enough to maybe kill this guy, but to really kind of drive home the level of violence right. he's doing, I'm going to choose to deal more harm just to push him further through that hole so that it's just like a sausage coming down the hole.
He becomes a perfect sausage in a casing as you stuff him through this this hole and becomes just like a tube of meat coming out the other
side. Come on, boys! Dinner's ready!
And I think this is good enough intimidation that it would make some invaders second guess whether or not they were going to come up the stairway after you. Okay, so they are still coming up the stairs. They're banging on the door. Everyone in this room that is causing a threat to you is dead. And it is Nada's turn.
I guess I'm going to start trying to make my way to the exit.
Okay. Sebastian, did you share your information about the... Probably, because otherwise you probably wouldn't have come in here. Okay. Yeah. So yeah, there are several poles in the way that you have to get through or move.
I try to get through them, I guess.
Okay, give me go for broke to try to get through these poles. And so that's +2 for your skill?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to say that you get through the poles, and the mixed success is that they have the door open a crack and are trying to reach in through the back there. Sebastian, it is your turn. But Nada, you are at the exit, and I'm guessing you'd like try to feel around to like try to open the door.
Yeah, see if I can get it open or see if I can make some more room for the guys.
Okay, so nothing this turn, but you're working on it. Sebastian, what would you like to do?
I'll just run up behind Nada and be like, "Are you having trouble, my friend?" Yeah, gonna get through the poles.
Okay, so give me go for broke.
Go for broke. That would be a 5.
5 plus your skill.
Just 0.
Okay. I'm going to say you get halfway through the poles to the door, and your hard move is that they push the door open past the poles and are now entering the room behind you.
Oh.
Some of them have guns, and they've started firing. Willie, it is your turn.
Willie's going to walk behind Sebastian and Nada, and I'm gonna just kind of put my shoulder under the collapsed poles and just stand up, deadlifting them so we can get through. Yeah, just Atlas lifting the boulder style. I figure I'm using my natural arm.
I mean, it's not really like you're using the phantom limb. You're like using your body. If you're specifically like striking something.
Oh!
Whoa! So that is going to be a complete success, and you get to choose 2 from the rough and tumble roll.
Holy Jesus.
Okay. Gain an advantageous position.
Okay, so that's the first thing. Everybody makes it to the door. No problem, after you've, like, shoved these poles out of the way.
And would he be able to, in lifting the poles, maybe cause some of the other poles to fall over and block the invaders that are coming after them?
Path? As much as we want to, like, deadlift the poles, I think it's more appropriate that you, like, shove your way through. And in doing so, you could dislodge some of the ones that are blocking your way into knocking additional poles along the wall down. And it might even be, like, you didn't even mean for this to happen. But they slide along. Like, if you've seen, like, a Mr. Magoo situation where all the pillars fall over one at a time with all the expensive statues on the top of them. So imagine, like, the poles are knocking into each other, and they just slide past the door that you guys entered this room by and just, like, completely block it off and kill the invaders that were starting to enter.
Well, shit. That's one way to do it, I guess.
That is one way to skin a cat, man. So I think that would be your 2 choosing, as long as you're okay with that.
Yep.
Perfect. So you guys have made it to the door, but the door isn't opening. It's like a piece of the wall, but there's just like a thin separation around the door.
You want to use that Atlas shoulder on this door here, Willie? I can't seem to get it to budge.
How about the big boot? And Willie kicks the shit out of the door.
Okay, go do a rough and tumble for me.
Oh,
okay, so mixed success. So as far as mixed success, I'm going to say that you dent the door in, but you don't get it open.
Oh, sorry, please hold. Kick again.
If the door ain't budging from your stubborn asses, I don't think there's any way we're getting through.
Nada, you hear the voice in your head. It's like, are you trying to kick down my door?
How else am I supposed to get to you?
You could just ask.
You know, normally when I kick a door, it breaks. So.
It disintegrates when I kick a door.
I've never really met a door this stalwart.
It's a beautifully made door.
Well, yeah, I suggest you come open it before.
I think we should just give up. This door is too powerful.
I've never seen a door so powerful in my entire life. Joe, were you saying something?
Oh, if I'm like having a conversation with the guy in my head.
Yeah.
Am I?
Yeah.
Okay. You guys would probably hear me. I probably sound crazy, but I suggest you open this door up before my friend here turns it into nothing.
He's like, how many of my men are still alive?
None.
Oh, shit. Are you going to lie to him?
Yep.
All right, give me work the crowd.
My friend here was a little hungry.
Oh.
Ooh.
So that's a complete success. So as you say none, the door clicks and slides back into its into the wall. And it, since it's dented, it's like, like it's not making great noises as it slides to the side and reveals a staircase. It's not quite a spiral staircase, but it does wrap around and go up.
I suppose we go in, right?
All
right,
what's your marching order?
I'll go in first.
Okay, Nada's first.
I'll follow him.
And then Willy, and then Boudreaux.
I will take the rear.
You guys creep up the stairs around the side, and you come upon a doorway, and Nada, what you see as you crest the stairs is not something that you expected to see in this tower, right? Everything was very industrial and grimy and nasty, and this is like one of the finest living quarters you've ever seen. You've never seen anything like this. You come from Grinstead as an orphan. You come from New Light living in the high-rise slums. This is like the finest of the fine. Bearskin rug and a fireplace and like the most comfy armchair, even if it's oversized, that you've ever seen. There's a bed in the corner. There's a whole kitchen. There's like a dining table. It's just very immaculately fine in here, and the fire is crackling away. To one side of the room, you notice a figure standing in front of a cocktail bar. And the figure is muscular, and you can make out his blue skin and long black hair. And he's got four arms.
Goro.
There are no copyrighted characters.
Put my gun back in his holster and say, what's on the menu? Are you gonna order me a drink? Me and my friends here?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
He says, I really appreciate you putting your weapon away. I suppose I'm not really in a position to negotiate. And he turns around and he's got a drink in each hand. And he walks up to the dining table and he sets down three of them because he's got four arms, right?
Right.
Or no, you know what? He's going to set down all four so that all of you can have them. And he's like, partake if you like.
Mushrooms?
Mushrooms? What? Mushrooms? Drinks.
Oh, I thought it was like handing us like shrooms or something.
No. He set the drinks down at the table.
Can I do a state of affairs for the drink to make sure it's not like poisoned or anything?
Well, if you can say I would like to check if the drink is poisoned.
You take a drink out of each one of those cups first.
Yeah.
He's gone back to make his own drink and he chuckles a little bit, and he's like, if you don't want it, you don't have to drink it.
Oh, I want it.
Willie drinks his.
So you guys have walked up to the table, and you guys are drinking. Are you sitting down at the table?
Willie drinks his because he's like, I don't want no backwash in my drink.
Nothing bad happens to you.
I'm staring at Willie intently.
Yeah, Willie feels like he's a pretty tough dude, and his ego, except for the door, is pretty high at this point. So he thinks if it's poisoned, he'll just be too strong, and he drinks it.
Well, nothing happens to you, and he says, I absolutely assure you that there is nothing funny about these drinks. I take my cocktail making very seriously.
Oh, so you take cock seriously.
I'll take that drink.
Are you guys sitting at the table?
I'm still standing up.
Okay.
I'll sit.
He walks over to the... Is everybody else standing up still near the table?
Willie will sit down and put his boots up on the table.
And he looks at the boots and doesn't appear to be super happy about it. He's like, at least some of you have some relaxation abilities.
Sorry. Wipes the swamp muck on the side of the table.
Don't want to get those on the surface. So he pulls out like the head chair from this table and he sits down and he goes, what am I to do with you now? Now that you've broken into my facility, killed everyone here except for me, what do I do now?
Well, I mean, you kind of asked me to come up here.
Yeah, I had really no other choice.
You could have asked me to leave.
Would you have?
No.
My point exactly.
I mean, you know what we're capable of. Why would you want us to be right up front with you?
Right, but if I had asked you to leave, you wouldn't have, and you would have kicked my tower down.
I mean, I might have if you paid me well enough.
Speaking of towers, what is the deal with this one? What are you drilling and why?
He twirls his finger, like, around his drink, and he's like, Nada, I know you well enough that if it came down to it, this entire tower would have been brought to the ground. I'm in a bind. If I tell you anything, it's curtains for you, boy. If I don't tell you, you're going to kill me. Or at least you'll try to kill me.
Or you could join the resistance.
And he puts his fist on the table, and he goes, who do you think the resistance is against?
We all got our own morals and things that we want to accomplish and people we think are evil and people we think are good, but we don't have to fight, my man. We can just leave here together. You tell us exactly what's going down here at this tower and no one has to get hurt.
And he says, Nada, you really don't know who I am?
I don't really care.
And he looks at Sebastian. He goes, Sebastian, do you know who I am?
I know who he is.
All right, who is he?
Is it Rot?
It's Rot, dude.
Yeah.
You would recognize him from your family's dealings with him.
Right.
You're a little shaken in your boots about it, because you know how dangerous he is. But right. Also, he just told you that if he tells you anything, he's going to die anyway. I don't know how you guys want to handle that. He's like, I can't tell you anything about this.
Right. Yeah.
Have you ever seen what happens when you shove an invader into a 6-foot hole?
He's like, I lose more men that way than you can possibly imagine.
So you're familiar?
Yes, I am.
Well, your mouth does a lot better talking when it's not a smoothie plastered up on a drill.
And he finishes his drink and he says, I notice that, Sebastian, you're hurt. Nada, you're not looking too great. Willie, right as rain, obviously. We don't have to fight, but I can't tell you anything and you do have to leave.
You think it's that fucking easy? You just tell us to go, don't give us nothing?
No, I don't think it's that easy, but it's the only option that I have.
It's the only option you're willing to take. Because you're scared.
You're fucking right I'm scared. There's a lot to be afraid of, Nada. The least of all is me. The least of all is you. There are bigger and scarier things out there than either of us.
Yeah, and he's right behind me. And he's green. And he's about 7 feet tall.
Are you saying there's something scarier than him?
Oh, absolutely there is.
Like what?
Oh, that's not very good for my self-esteem, but sure, whatever.
The one who's actually in charge.
You look like a man with good resources, good connections. Help us. Help us find Helmy and the rest of the resistance, and there's nothing we can't do.
I can give you some information, but I can't tell you about this tower, its purpose, or who I work for.
What information can you give us?
I
mean, if we bait it out of you, then you'll tell us.
You're welcome to try, but first, let me offer up some information as bargaining. So first off, Nada, Helmy is alive, and she's not in the tower, so don't break it. I mean, I'm leaving after this anyway, so do what you want. She's alive, but she's not here. She's not in Weeksmile. She's off to the west. I'm not exactly sure where.
Who's your boss?
I already told you I can't tell you that.
Well, you just told us where he is.
Well, west is not where he is.
Well, you're already helping us. You're an honorary member of the Resistance. Welcome aboard, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I the other information that I can share with you is Sebastian. You have a brother.
What?
You have a twin brother.
Since when?
Since you were born. And he's also alive, but not here.
Where?
I can't tell you.
You son of bitch.
I wish I could tell you more, but this is all the information that I can bargain with. And now that I've given you that information, I would really hope that you would leave.
Sounds like a lot of stuff that you want, and you're not really in a position to bargain with us. We're more or less here to get this information from you.
That's why I shared the information to bargain with. This is...
You call it sharing.
Sharing is caring.
It wasn't really volunteered. We got you pinned in a corner here. And starting giving us demands starts getting a little confusing.
Yeah, I've got a list of demands. They're written on the palm of my hand. And he sighs, and he stands up with his glass, and he goes to pour himself another drink. And this is when you notice that to the left of the drink bar is an enormous curved greatsword that he picks up in one hand. And he heaves it onto his shoulder, and he turns around and goes, I guess it's the hard way, then, isn't it, Nada?
Well, I'll be Rot.
And Rot charges at Nada, who is closest to him. Who would like to act?
Can Willy act first?
Willy can act first, if you would like.
Willy would like to intercept him, stepping in front between him and Nada, and just punch Rot in the face with his ghost arm.
Okay, so you wanna like jump up from your chair?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so go ahead and give me rough and tumble to try to intercept and attack Rot. Jesus Christ.
Don't ignore me.
And you get to... He rolled a 12, so it's a full success, and you get to choose two of the from the list.
He will give one forward to Nada.
Do you have any moxie?
Zero.
Okay, so one forward to Nada.
And deal more harm.
Okay, so I'm going... You just kind of... duck underneath a blade swipe in your, like, signature duck into, like, Shoryuken uppercut, where you, like, catch him really off guard. He takes one right to the jaw, instills Nada with an opportunity to attack.
Because he's kind of like, you know, almost like bodyguard step in front of Nada.
Yeah. And what's your skill?
One.
Okay, so you deal three harm. Does your boxing glove give plus one to skill?
Oh, it does. So
okay, two. Four harm then. Yep. So that's a big hit for him. And I think what we're going to do is drop Nada in since he got the forward.
Okay. I want to try to disarm him with my gun. Okay. Shoot his hand.
Okay. So you just want to like disarm the weapon from him. So yeah. Give me a go for broke then.
Ooh.
Sheesh. Plus what?
Two.
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Okay. So that's a plus two. That is a complete success, and you give one forward to another player. So he drops his weapon, and who would you like to give one forward to?
Sebastian.
Just going down the line.
So he you shoot the weapon out of his hand, and he goes, ah! And drops it. Sebastian, what would you like to do?
Well, I guess we're really going for him. So I will light his ass up.
Shit. All right, rough and tumble.
2d6. And then plus the forward as well.
plus the forward, plus your might.
Whoa!
This is 12. When the good rolls come out. He got a 12.
To think that a 12 was one of the worst rolls.
Of this round, yeah.
Of this round, which is a complete success.
Right. Okay, so you get to deal your harm and choose two from that rough and tumble table.
Alright, let's see.
Did you say you have Moxie?
For what?
Do you have Moxie?
I do, yeah.
Okay, so if you choose the gain one forward or give one forward to another player, you give an additional because of your Moxie.
Oh.
So, but you don't have to choose that one. I'm just saying. I forgot that last time.
Well, yeah. I'll just keep passing it around. So I'll give Willie a forward.
So he gets two forward.
Yeah.
And what else do you want to choose? You get to choose two of those.
Deal more harm.
Okay. And what's your skill?
Zero.
Okay, so you deal three harm with your flamethrower and light his ass up. Boudreaux's at the ready, and now it is Willy's turn. Before your turn starts, he gets lit on fire. He gets hit with the blowtorch from Sebastian, and he kind of stumbles backwards, and he's like, wait, we can talk. I'll tell you whatever you want.
Let's start with the drill.
Does Willy want to listen to what he has to say?
Yeah, well, he'll stay his hand.
Okay, so everyone, because he just took a shit ton of harm.
He was about to take a fuckload more from Willy.
So he dropped his weapon and it slid across the floor.
I shot it out of his hand already.
That's what I mean, when you did that. So he goes, there's a lot of backstory to go through. And it's at this point that you can hear invaders coming up the hallway or like the stairs behind like where you guys entered the room. And Rot pushes a button at the bar and like a metal door slides shut so that they can't get through. And he goes to the bar and he pulls, you guys still have your glasses, but he pulls the ice and the alcohol and sets it down on the table. He's like, pull up a chair. It's time to explain.
Oh.
And he's like clutching his jaw and his new burn wound. And he's like, where to start? None of you are old enough to remember the cataclysm, right? The crack in the sky 200 no. years ago, 200 plus years ago. God, I'm old.
You do know how long human life spans. Right.
It's never really mattered to me. It's never really come up.
Yeah, me too.
He says, okay, so when the crack opened up, that wasn't happenstance. That was not a freak accident that we entered your world. There is a being who guides us all, who opened that portal for us. And it was only after our world was falling apart at the seams and collapsing in on itself that Molag opened the portal and ushered us through onto the surface of Aragath.
What, you mean like a god?
You
Rot,
could,
don't tell me you went all crazy religious on us.
You could call him that. He is more powerful than anything else I've ever seen. And Nada, I'm going to tell you this now. This is not something that you're going to be able to fight. If you're going to succeed, it's important that you find another way to deal with this.
Why would I have to fight it? I mean, the reason I'm here is because of him, if it's real.
Yeah, it's true.
So then why would I fight it?
And he goes, do you know why you were in that cult that worshipped you?
Because humans are crazy.
I wish it were so simple, Nada. Your race, the Valani race, is few and far between. But if you've ever seen your ability to jump in and out of bodies, to control the dead, to bring them back to life, but you can also... it's hard to explain. You were being raised and worshipped to be Molag's new body.
How do you know all this?
I'm right-hand man. I know everything.
So where does the syndicate come into play on all this?
That was a snafu. We did not expect the syndicate to break down the walls, as it were, and break you out.
You expect me to believe all this, that the Syndicate are a group of heroes that saved me from being possessed by some god?
Well, it's a better life you have now than no life, I suppose.
I'm going to point my gun at Rod and be like, the Syndicate are not heroes. They're horrible human beings like all the rest of them.
I'm not a six of one, half a dozen of the other. The point is, they were the lesser of two evils at the time.
And you expect me to believe that this Molag is more evil than the Syndicate?
This is not the first world hop that we've done. This is a cycle, Nada. There is a time and place in the near future when all of the resources within your world will be used up, and your planet will collapse in on itself, and Molag will open another portal, and we'll leave. So we can escape your world dying beneath you.
So he's to the west with Helmy? And what do we expect from this kind of creature? I've never met a species more evil than a human being, so I'll see it when I believe it.
Dude, I'm right here.
I didn't.
You're less than a human.
And Wretch is also a human, so there's you're just with two humans. Basically, your only friends are humans.
I mean, I don't give no shit about good or evil. They're just words.
Nada, I didn't share this with you so that you would go and run off and fight Molag. That's not why I did this. I did this to save my own skin, but I'm not going to make it because I've shared this information with you.
How is Molag going to know that you shared information with us? We're not going to go telling nobody.
As you say that, Rot kind of looks up a little bit and he goes, yeah, well, it was pretty much time's up anyway. And his head jerks backwards and touches his spine with the back of his head. And he rolls up into like a Swiss roll. You hear all of his bones snap as he is like pulled into a collapsed form.
Willie just fucking blinks. I'm gonna be honest. I didn't understand a fucking word he said.
Hold on 1 second, Evan. I know this is bad, but I gotta take a shit.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.